I circled a shedder who regained his feet and tried to run. He'd lost his helmet. I grabbed him by the hair, ran him 50 yards before turning to examine the victims of the collision. Well, Swan, Mather, and Blade. And that sneaking twit of a hedge wizard, Smoke. What now? Mather, Smoke, and Blade had kept their seats. Swan was on the ground, groaning and swearing. He got up, swore some more, kicked a fallen Shadar, looked around for his horse. Smoke was rattled right down to his ankles. He had no color left, was whispering some sort of prayer. Mather and Blade ignored Swan's histrionics. I presumed that meant he wasn't hurt. My captive tried to get away. I ran him a few yards, let him loose when the horse was moving faster than he could keep up. He flung forward, slid on his face, stopped at Swan's feet. Swan sat down on him. I asked Mather, "What are you doing here?" He was the only one of the bunch who made straight sense.
"The Radisha sent us. Wants to know what's happening down here. There have been rumors. Some say you're alive, some say dead."
"I'm not yet. Not quite." My men arrived. "Gopal, Hakim, take these two somewhere and ask them why they were snooping." They were Narayan's cronies, the only two who could ride. He'd probably sent them along to keep an eye on things. Swan got up and leaned against Mather's leg.
"You don't have to twist no arms to find that out. Been some wild rumors lately. You've got Jaw jumpy as a cat in a kennel."
"Oh?"
"Things are going his way. He got back from Dejagore before anybody else. Only bad luck put the Radisha at Goja before him. She closed the ford. He still figured he had the world by the oysters. Then here comes word somebody's kicked the feathers off a gang of the Shadow Master's boys. Right behind comes a rumor that it was you. You not being dead don't look so good for Jaw's ambitions. The company picked up a lot of respect putting it together so fast. Made all those priests look like conniving, selfish jerks."
Blade chuckled. Mather said,
"You collected some of that respect, being a woman and having everybody know how much you had to do with it falling together."
He looked me in the eye.
"But being a woman is going to be a handicap now."
"I've been on my own before, Mather. And I hadn't been happy a moment. But happiness is a fleeting creature. It's no birthright. Not anything I expect, but something I accept when I stumble into it.
Meantime, power will do nicely."
"And Jaw has liabilities. He's vulnerable. I have 1,000 men over there. Everyone will tell you Jaw ran out on us at Dejagore."
"We would have won if it wasn't for him."
Swan surprised me.
"We watched the battle. We saw. So did a lot of men who've come in. Even some of Jaw's own men admit it."
"A liability," Mather said. "But it's not going to undo him."
Gopal reminded me that 3 Shadar had escaped.
"True.
And they would fly straight to their master, who was sure to make a move. But I doubted he'd do it right away. He was a vacillator. He'd worry a while before committing himself."
"Back to camp, Swan. Come, Gopal, bring the prisoners."
I rode ahead as hard as the stallion could carry me.
"Sound the alarm on the recall," I told the soldiers at the north gate. "Narayan! Ram!"
They came running. Narayan gasped,
"What is it, mistress?"
"We're pulling out. Right now. Forced march. Get the men ready. Let the horses carry most of the load."